And coverage continues on the Pigskin Playoff Preview tonight on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Ty Taylor talking now with head coach of the Mercer County Golden Eagles, Tanner Matlick. So, Coach Matlick, we now know the opponent throughout the day today. It looked like it was going to be Wilmington. It is Wilmington. So, I know last week at this time, it didn't really look like that was a possibility. Have you got much, I guess, headway looking into your Week 10 opponent now in Wilmington?
Yeah. So the script kind of changed, like you said, Ty, from last week, who we thought it would be, to kind of after the results of Friday night's games and then rolling into this morning with the games this morning. We talked this morning that we thought it could be Wilmington. And as the day progressed, it was looking like that was more and more of a lock. So throughout the day, throughout the morning and early this afternoon, I was huddled around my computer most of the day trying to find anything I could on Wilmington and what they're all about, what their MO is on both sides of the football, and feel pretty good about our draw, honestly. I know our kids, I hope they're excited about the draw. Candidly, Ty, I feel like when we're a healthy ball club and executing well on both sides of the ball, I think we're a pretty darn good football team in 2A football. So, yeah, I'm excited about it. It's going to be a good road trip, good test for us, and as long as we execute, I think we'll be just fine.
Well, when you look at this matchup with Wilmington, I know for them offensively, and they've had some success recently. They won the 2A state title a couple years ago in 2021, and just kind of following statewide, they run that kind of power run type offense like you saw with Knoxville and Elmwood Brimfield too. So how do you feel defensively you match up with a team who likes to just kind of ground and pound it the whole night?
Yeah, as you look at that type of offense, we faced that type or style of offense three different times this year. We faced it against Knoxville, we faced it against Elmwood Brimfield, and against Illini West as well. And as those games went on, you saw Knoxville, we looked a little confused and not sure of our gap responsibilities and how we need to be defending that style of offense. And we were depleted in that Knoxville game. And then you look at the Elmwood, Brimfield, and the Illini West films, how we defended those guys. I thought we stepped it up and I really played gap sound football. And that's what you have to do against these style of teams, is everybody has to play their gap and do their responsibility in order to be successful on the defensive side. So I'm excited to face another one of those styles of offense. Unfortunately for me, that probably means limited possessions on my side of the football, calling the offense. So we have to be very efficient on the offensive side and, again, execute to the game plan.
And then when you look at Wilmington defensively, so when Mercer County has the football, what kind of sticks out? I know it's early in the process of trying to see, you know, what they look like, but defensively, how does Wilmington look, you think?
Yeah, like I said to you off air, Ty, I think they seem fairly vanilla in their coverages, and they just kind of line it up and say, our athletes are better than yours. We're going to give you a similar look every time you snap the football and trust our athletes to make plays. So in that sense, I think it opens up the playbook a little bit more and gives me a little bit more confidence in what I'm calling the whole game and what our game plan is going to be. Just given that they don't have a ton of different looks defensively, but they do play very, very fundamentally sound football from what I've seen here earlier today and into this afternoon. So,
well, when we kind of look at this, and we mentioned it earlier, but it's interesting because Wilmington is the biggest 2A school that's in the 2A field. So, you know, all year you didn't know, were they going to go 2A, were they going to go 3A? Bloomington Central Catholic was similar on the bottom half, where you didn't know if they were going to go 1A or 2A all year. So you slide them into the 2A bracket, and I know all year long it's kind of, you know, just up in the air. It's hard to project stuff until you get to the end of the season. So is it surprising at all to you that it ended up being a team like Wilmington you're playing, and just kind of the overall feeling of the draw, really?
Yeah, I don't think it's surprising to me, Ty, and honestly, I'm super excited about the draw. Nobody wants the road to be easy to accomplishing what you want to accomplish in the postseason. You don't want to be handed any wins. So we have a tough opponent in front of us, and we're going to rise to the challenge and push our kids in practice this week to get better every single day and get ready for Wilmington. So I think the draw is probably about what we deserved, given how we performed early in the season and against Farmington and Knoxville. So we kind of performed to this seed, and now we play Wilmington first round, and we're going to be ready for them.
Well, you look at this matchup too. Now, both teams, I think, probably pretty hot heading into the postseason. Mercer County, of course, has won 4 in a row. Wilmington, winners of 8 in a row. Their lone loss in week 1 to Seneca, who's the number 1 overall seed in the north half of the 2A bracket. So overall, you know, how do you feel where you're at heading into the postseason, you know, getting set for week 10 now?
Really good. I mean, we're playing great football on both sides of the ball for the most part. for the past 4 weeks. We're getting healthy, and we get another one of our starters back this week. So I feel great about where we're at as a football team. The message to these guys this week is to not be complacent, right? There's always something you can improve on. You can improve on your footwork. You can improve on your technique. So that's the type of stuff we'll be focusing on, that just making sure these kids are continuing to improve every single day. But, yeah, I feel really good about where we're at, where I'm at personally as far as calling an offense. I've had 9 weeks now under my belt of calling an offense for this group, and really feel like we found a good identity of who we are and what we're good at and how to mix it up and scheme it up. So, yeah, I'm really confident going into this week, and I hope that our kids are the same. Can't wait to see those guys on Monday morning and start getting after it in preparation for this game.
We talked about this with you this morning, kind of, you know, this is your first time going through the playoff, I guess, kind of, you know, format and the run into the postseason as a head coach. And you said, you know, you'll lean on some of your assistants. Now, the opponent you have, Wilmington's head coach, Jeff Reince, in his 30th season this year. He's made the playoffs every year since 1997. So, and then two state titles, one runner-up. So in terms of like experience-wise, he's been through the postseason ringer a little bit more than I guess Coach Matlick has, right? He's probably about every year you've been alive, he's been in the playoffs. So what about that matchup? That's kind of interesting to me with kind of the really veteran with over 260 career wins and then Coach Matlick here in year number one. So what about that?
Yeah, he has just a little bit more experience than me. So, no, it should be a good matchup. I'm sure he's in the same mode I am right now and probably knows a little bit more about the process of getting ready for the first round of the playoffs than I do. But, yeah, I'm excited about the matchup. Anytime you get the chance to face a veteran head coach like that, and somebody who's been around the block a time or two, it's kind of humbling. You know, my first year, it's felt like a grind. For somebody to do that for so many years and have that success with that program, that's something that's really special. And you know, you can't take those games for granted when you're playing against a head coach that has that much experience and that much success. So yeah, I'm looking forward to the matchup.
And it feels like in week 10, you'll be basically at full strength, right? As much as you've been all season.
Yeah, it'll be our healthiest roster we've played with since week one. So like I said, I feel like we're in a great spot, both mentally and physically with this team, ripping off four wins, kind of turning the season around there. And it's been incredible for me to see how these kids have responded to so much adversity this year and to stick with me as a first-year head coach. A lot of these kids could have very, very easily said, we're 2-3, throwing in the towel, Coach Matlick doesn't know what he's doing, right? And they've stuck with me and believed in what we're doing. So those 45 kids in our locker room are super special to me. I love the group I have this year and really thankful for what they've given me through these first 9 weeks.
All right, on to week 10, Mercer County taking on Wilmington. So another long bus trip for the Golden Eagles. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, like I said this morning, we've been good on the road all season long outside of the trip to Knoxville we took. So, yeah, nothing should change on our end. It's another business trip for our guys. That's what I say every week we're on the road. We have a job to do. It's time to execute. So, yeah, not really too worried about the travel, but got to figure out time and day that we play. I know Wilmington, I've heard, traditionally likes to play on Friday nights. So working with our athletic director and their head coach and athletic director to figure all that out here through the next couple of days.
Mercer County head coach Tanner Matlick joining us. Golden Eagles into the 2A postseason is the 12 seed of the North taking on 5 seed Wilmington. Coach Matlick, thanks for coming in tonight, and we'll talk to you later in the week.
Thanks, Ty. Appreciate it.
I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We'll have more coverage coming up next.